True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. And now joining us from the Laughing Monk Brewery, Willard and Dibs. Hey, yeah. Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, boys. Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
You didn't tell us you wouldn't be here today. Yesterday.
I was here yesterday.
I should have let you know.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, we're going to be on a little bit of a field trip. But yesterday the crossover, there was so much going on. I didn't get a chance to pop in and let you know what my plans were for my life.
I miss you, buddy.
Can I hear about that? What I miss? I don't like missing the crossover. The rest of our day, forget that. But I don't like missing the crossover. What do we miss? What I miss?
Steiny?
I'm trying to remember.
Giant euphoria.
Well, the one thing I remember is, and I threw this out as a buzzer beater, and the question was, would Willie Adames hit a home run in the Rocky series?
Okay.
I started with Guru, and he gave a classic, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Then we went to Steiny. No.
No. I said, no chance.
And then I went to Grandy, and Grandy gave up. I guess. Right.
Like, no. These are the answers I would have guessed.
Are you profiling the crossover?
Yes. 100%.
And I probably should have thrown that to you first and had you guess what the guesses were. It's time to play Guess the Guesses.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were the guesses, and then Adames comes up and just – you know, devours one, and he's back. Willie's back, folks.
So, Steiny, so what do you have to do now? You have to hop on one leg to get to the car, or what did we put on this?
No, there was no bet involved.
Unfortunately.
A couple lame listeners that actually think I care that I said no chance, and he did. But that was a I'm getting grief back here a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
Rightfully so.
Because I forget how I said it. I didn't predict the Giants were going to come back and win with four runs. But I just felt like the game's not – wasn't over last night against that team in that stadium. And then, I guess, particularly after Schmidt homered, I was thinking, all bets might be off here.
And I was on the other end. After the Rockies bullpen for damn near four innings, what, seven strikeouts – I'm thinking, not an AO Dibs and Willard, but like, this is going to be hard. They're bringing in their closer, and then the magic happened. Shout out to Irvin Johnson.
Nice.
Again.
Well, that building, the game, like Giants fans know this better than anyone. The game is never, ever, ever over. And that team this year, as we have learned, is the worst team that has ever put on cleats. Ever. It's the worst. And then, but I love the way you're, even with all that, you're still calling it magic. Because I was thinking about this. Can you think of anything, like any Bay Area sports scenario that could cross your mind that's more unlikely than Wilmer Flores tying the game in the ninth inning with an infield hit?
My God.
Like, give me something that makes less sense than that. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe TJD hitting
like,
a three.
Right, like Quentin Post from 80 feet. I mean, that's what that was. Wilmer Flores with an infield hit is not on anyone's bingo card.
Dude, and I told Stanley and the listeners, guys, the tension every pitch, and Flynn was living and dying with every pitch. I didn't have a dribbler, Willis, on the bingo card. So when it happened, I didn't have that as an option.
Wow.
Well, and that dribbler, and the Rockies had a guy who tried to bunt for a hit, and he's really, really fast. And, you know, Kisner comes out and grabs it and pivots and fires and throws him out. And, you know, Schmidt with an unbelievable double play starter at third.
Man.
So the defense, even without Bailey and Chappie, the defensive plays that they made with a couple of backups were as important as the rally.
Well, and I got to tell on myself because, as you guys know, the reason I wasn't here yesterday is because my stepdaughter-to-be graduated from high school.
Let's go.
So congratulations to Callie Kai Farnsworth. She is
there you go.
Boise State bound.
Oh.
And we were at dinner. We were at dinner as this thing's coming down the stretch. So I didn't experience any of this live. I've gone back and watched it all now, but the way I experienced the Wilmer Flores hit was like we do when we're kind of like holding our phone down below the table level, you know, and just kind of peeking at it, like what's going on. And so I thought that was a line drive to left field as far as I was concerned. I'm like, man, Wilmer did it again. Clutch Wilmer, base hit in a big moment. And imagine my shock when I got home an hour later to find out that it was an infield dribbler that he legged out. I had no idea that that's the way that went down.
Mm. Well, and here's the other thing that I used for my defense on not thinking it was over. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't have the scouting report on Agnos. I didn't. Believe it or not, I didn't.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, they're going into the ninth, and I'm thinking, all right, Rockies are going to bring their closer in. How often has he pitched? They got 12 wins.
Like, fair.
Every time he goes out to win a game, I bet it's like pressure that no other closer feels. So I was thinking, the closer's probably going to have trouble because he doesn't close a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, the pressure is there because they don't know how to win. And
right, exactly.
Even though you're facing a team in the Giants that they don't do four runs in an inning, and I just did a quick search. How many innings do you think it had been since the Giants scored four runs in an inning?
Oh, God.
Wow.
I don't know if I can come up with that number, but how many times have they done it this year?
I think I know. I think I know. But I don't know the exact date, but it was the game before they started 32 runs in 16 games.
Was that the Wilmer three-homer game?
I want to say they scored 9 runs in that particular game.
That's you're exactly right.
That's the Wilmer three-homer game.
The answer is 207 innings.
Yeah. Wow.
They beat the A's 9-1.
Yep.
And Steiner, you're right, they went on that long stretch, and they had a couple of three-run innings, which, whoa, where's the champagne? Let's party. And then last night, you needed four. And you don't do four runs in an inning, yet the Rockies are so bad. And you got a feel for Agnos and the other guy who came in after him, who's equally not very good.
Man.
You see a team like that, and you can't help but expect them to do what they did, which is just find a way to lose.
Well, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, let me just ask you this, too, because I felt like it was coming through the television screen, and I don't know when it started. Maybe it started right at Schmidt's homer, but I felt like it was just oozing through the screen that, oh, my God, the Rockies are really going to have trouble closing this out. You could just tell.
At least once or twice a year at Coors Field, I didn't watch this thing live, but I know what you're talking about. I can remember, in fact, Duvall had one of these games there a couple of years ago, and it was when we were doing doubleheaders that were seven innings long. Remember those ridiculous things? And I think he gave up a walk-off homer to Charlie Blackman. This was two or three years ago. And there are games at Coors Field where the second you look at them in the ninth inning, you're like, I don't like the way this looks. Like it appears like it's nothing but holes in the entire outfield. And if they just put the bat on the ball, it's automatically going to be a hit. It happens a few times a year. And so luckily for the Giants last night, this one went on their side. I will say this, though, and I do not like, you know me, boys. I do not do Debbie Downer. I don't do it. I'm against it as a rule. But I'm very, very worried.
About Chapman.
I was going to do it.
Yeah. I'm telling you from the inside out, the organization clearly felt at the beginning of the year, there are two positions on this diamond we can't replace. We can't do it. We do not have anybody to fill in for the left side of our infield.
And if
one of those guys goes down, we're in trouble. And I know people will feel a little differently now because we've watched Adames struggle at such a level. But the bottom line is they just do not have – they don't have any lengthy replacements to hold things together on the left side of the infield. It's wonderful to get a ninth inning comeback and win at Coors Field, but I'm really, really worried about this
injury. No, I can appreciate that, Will. And Dibs, when I left you, it was 10 days, right? And we kind of were like, God, nothing to see here. And then Susan Slusser sends out that tweet, and it might be 30. And, Steiny, to that point, I told you the thumb or whatever's going on holding the bat. But, Willard, for you to keep it real, because that was – it's not devastating, but if you're sitting there and you feel like they can't replace a guy that's going to miss a nice stretch of the games – That was a downer, man. Not that what you said, just that injury.
Yeah, it's a big-time downer, and I actually reached out to a friend of the station, Dr. Nirav Pandya, and just said, hey, you know, hope I'm not bugging you, but based on what you've seen, what's going on? He's actually in Belize right now, yet he responded, and he said, sounds like it's probably his collateral ligaments, usually 10 to 14 days, but the bigger issue might be the bone bruise as far as his return to play. So a couple of ligaments in the fingers, the collateral ligaments in his fingers, but also a bone bruise where I guess when you jam it like that, where the fingers meet the hand is where you get the ligament damage and the bone bruise. And he actually also said that it sounds like he's seeing the same doc who operated on Steph Curry's fingers a few years back. This is the best hand guy in the business, even though his last name is Shin.
And it's so funny, Stibbs. So
thank you, Steiner.
Very nice.
I got an eye roll from the boss, but who doesn't understand comedy?
Tell him we said hello. But I went NBA when I saw Chapman. He was in real pain when he dove back into first, but then he stayed in the game. And I go, that's just an NBA. You know how they always act like they're dying. Nothing to see here. And then Vamoose, you get this news. It's heavy. It is real heavy.
I mean, don't even just think about it in terms of the bat either. Like, how many games has this guy saved over at third base? And I know Casey Schmidt has always been thought of as a glove-first player, so he's not going to embarrass himself over there. He might even make some great plays. I know he made some good plays yesterday, and he hit a homer. So that's wonderful for one day at Coors Field. But this was already a lineup that we've spent weeks talking about struggling, and now throw this into the mix. If I'm Buster Posey, I'm not waiting for July to look for a deal.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, anytime you win, six straight games by one run, what often happens, guys, is the plays that sometimes get you beat don't get you beat. And the one I'm talking about, I just want to ask you what you thought of it, was when we're talking about the bottom of the eighth, the triple by Hunter Goodman. When I saw it, I thought, he might have been able to catch that. Would have been a tough play, but I thought it was catchable.
Yeah, catchable, yet, you know, when you have a guy like Ramos in the lineup, he's not in there for his defense. So you can't look at a player like Elliot Ramos and think that's a play he should make. And we were talking yesterday, Grandy and I, about defense runs saved as a metric, and Ramos is one of the lower guys on the team, as is Willy Adames. And, you know, the two guys who are number one and two on the Giants, neither one of them played yesterday. And that's, you know, Chapman and Bailey. And so your defense is only as good as the offensive players that you need to play. And so for Ramos, yeah, you'd like to maybe think that he could make that play, but that's not really why he's in the lineup every single day.
No. Yep. Let me see. What else do I have written down? Oh, you know what I'd like to see a stat on? How many times you've been in a one-run game, and then in the bottom of the eighth, a team scores two, and you win anyway. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a one-run game at Coors Field, you think you got a shot. When they get two in the eighth, you're probably thinking, well, even if they're pretty lousy, they're going to be able to get out of this one, and then the Giants end up scoring four.
Yeah, I'd have to look at those numbers. I don't know if that is a stat that you can absolutely find, but when you have a team like Colorado with a sub-200 winning percentage, those are the teams that go ahead and do just that. You pile on a couple of runs, and you still find a way to lose.
Man.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, if you really want to take out of this question, Steiny, there shouldn't be baseball in Denver. That's my take. I'm not kidding.
Not out Clint Hurdle.
I'm not kidding. They're like, it's a nice city. I don't mean anything against the wonderful people of Denver. It's a major league worthy city. There shouldn't be baseball there. You can't play baseball there. They're never going to win. Yeah, like you can't.
Well, they made the World Series once.
They
right?
made the World Series yeah. once. Yes, yeah. yes. They made the World Series one time. Super quirky. You're never going to get another pitcher to sign there ever again. And pitching wins in baseball. Mike Hampton will be the – I mean, it doesn't work. It's not, again, it's nothing against anyone. I just don't think that you can tailor a team to work in that ballpark and then have that be a team that works in other ballparks. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. And games are never like what you're throwing out there. The game, how many times have we seen something wackadoodle happen to end a game there? Like the Giants alone, it feels like it happens four times a year.
Yeah.
So I think that like it's a completely different game there than it is anywhere else.
So it sounds to me like, you know, you look at Oracle Park and to me, you build around pitching and defense. You're saying in Colorado, you can't just build around hitting.
No, you can't. Like, how's that going to take you into the playoff? Like, you have to be able to pitch.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
And they can't get a pitcher. Like, whatever we think about how free agent hitters won't sign here,
right?
Double it, and that's pitchers and the Rockies.
Mm. Who is the one pitcher? Oh, God, it was like 8-10 years ago. He signed there as a free agent, and he was pretty good, but he got there, and then he wasn't as good.
It was Mike Hampton.
Right. Thank you.
I just said it about 3 minutes ago. But
yeah,
anyway.
Less than that, but yeah.
And it's a lot more than 10 years ago, is my sense. I'm not sure what year it was. But, yeah, he's the last one who's ever going to sign there.
Wow.
Like, they will not go there. Everybody in the league knows it. It's obvious, but not happening.
What did I miss with Hampton the first time?
Said it and you didn't listen.
Yeah,
I didn't listen. It said I.
You're like, what's his name? And I had just said it like 2 minutes prior, but that's okay.
Well, you're getting older. You didn't hear it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Shake it off.
We're men. We don't listen to each other. It's fine.
That's a four, Guru. Yeah. 33 years of Rockies baseball, 5 postseason appearances. And based on my math, that's not very good.
Mm,
28 out, 5 in, and I mentioned the One World Series 2007, and it was Broom City. And I actually said that yesterday, Mark. I said, if you're a Giants fan in Denver, you show up tomorrow, yesterday, with a broom.
Wow.
Like, game one broom. Let's go. That didn't look good until the ninth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there in the lab, and I'm like, how do I feel? I need a baseball cigarette. And then our guy, Grandy, this is why I love Twitter. I look at his tweet, and he says, I don't know whether to be more impressed by the Giants' resilience or the ineptitude by the Rockies.
Oh, my God.
And that just captured everything. Like, Raleigh Fingers, don't walk anybody. Make them hit it. But he walked two guys.
Mike Hampton signing the Rockies 24 years ago, Steiny. And listen to this. Listen to this now. At age 27, he leaves the Mets. And at that point, he had never had a year where, outside of like a few starts as a rookie in Seattle, but he had never had a year where his ERA was north of 3, ever. He goes to Colorado for his age 28 season. He makes the All-Star team with a 5.41 ERA. The next year, his ERA is north of 6.
Oh.
They get rid of him. He goes to Atlanta. ERA goes right back below 4 again. You can't pitch there. You can't play baseball there.
You know, one guy, Willard, I remember that the Rockies had who came there to pitch was a guy named Mike Hampton. I don't know if you remember Mike Hampton.
Let me see if I can find.
Yeah,
his
he was
name.
A big name. Yeah. No, okay. What about What about Jimenez in 2010?
Who? Ubaldo?
Yes, Ubaldo.
What about him?
Well, he was lights out. I think that year.
Yeah, I mean,
finished third in the Cy Young. Mark, get in the game.
Yeah,
and that's the year that they had their lowest team ERA ever of 4.14. And how'd that work out for you?
Probably dead ball.
Yes, but you still only went 83-79.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I need to run something by you two.
Just my opinion. Can't play baseball there.
So anyway, we got another bet on the show. We had the great Javi Lopez join us at 11. And Willard, the bet is dibs that 3 Giant pitchers might make the All-Star game. I got Webb and Ray for sure. And Rodriguez or Doval, you say what to that?
I say that
I take the under on the 3 Giants pitchers.
Well, I mean, it's either going to be the under or it's going to be even, so you can't win that bet. You can't take the over. It's certainly not going to be 4. Rodriguez in a tough spot because
he's been filthy, Will.
No, he deserves it, but it's like nondescript, right? There's no stat to throw out there. There's no saves. There's no wins. Somebody's going to have to – the manager of the National League All-Star team, which I believe will be Dave Roberts, is going to have to overwhelmingly be, like, enamored with Randy. And he's young. He's young, so there's that thought that, you know, sometimes they're like, give it to the older guy. Randy's going to have more opportunities.
What about Doval, though? The actual close.
Probably not. I mean, he just got the gig. Yeah, he just got the he spent the first number of months as not the closer.
Yeah.
I mean, the
Phillies had 8 All-Stars last year. Like, the whole team was on there.
Yeah, but you're asking for 4 pitchers from one staff.
Yeah, yeah. So, they didn't like it.
No. They're all deserving. I hope Randy makes it. Yeah. I really hope Randy makes it.
Well,
he's probably been the best reliever in baseball.
Yeah. Deserving's not going to win the bet, though. And that makes me feel good. All right, guys. That's going to do it for me.
It is?
Yeah, it's a Wednesday.
Can we keep Guru for a little while?
That's up to Guru.
I got an appointment. I'm right behind him.
Okay. All right, but you guys have fun down there at Laughing Monk. And,
we will.
Tell the boss and Lucas.
I don't know if you've been here, but this place is spectacular.
It's fantastic.
We're in the back room, and if I swivel around, there's a legitimate lake.
There's
behind
water.
Us.
We get a view of the water here.
Nice.
We got water.
Yeah.
The food's incredible.
Awesome.
It's open, bright space. Like, you know when you walk into a restaurant, you're just like, ooh.
Yeah.
I like it in here.
Yeah. Yep.
That's kind of how I felt when I walked in here.
Nice bar, beautiful dining room.
Let's go.
Back area, patio, pond. Tim Jordan, I believe the boss has officially left.
That's
so
really good.
Set my clock for 30. As
I took my headset off, so I don't even know. But I do got to go,
don't
guys.
Interrupt,
but,
don't be rude. Your
I'll make my way down there pretty soon, maybe this weekend.
Yeah. I'll
make my way down there
about,
from the studios.
Take your headphones off, then stop talking.
Oh, my God.
It's called radio. Good Lord.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.